Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Friday, February 14th, 2014. Of course, today, St. Valentine's Day, along with being Arizona Statehood Day. It's happy 102 birthdays now for State of Arizona. Hope you're having a great day and looking forward to spending some quality time tonight with your special Valentine. We are live weekdays here, 12:04 to 1 and AM 1030 KVOI. We also stream and podcast the show anywhere in the world that you can listen to our program at any time at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. A shout out to our media partners, TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and Sahorita Sun, and BlogForArizona.com all have links prominently displayed on their home pages, which get you over to the Buckmaster Show website. We appreciate our media support and our media friends. Our Friday Focus interview this afternoon, Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik is with me in studio. Sheriff Dupnik has been in law enforcement in this community for really 56 years. He became sheriff in 1980. Joining me to question the sheriff, Dan Scheer. Speaking of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, Dan is the editor there. If you have a question or comment, call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. We also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show on our Facebook page. Sheriff, how are you today?
For being 78 years old, I'm great.
Dan, how's it going?
Doing great, thanks.
All right, 78 years old, and now we have, for the first time in 12 years, a second in command. Not that there, I mean, technically there's always been. No? Never? Not in the last 12 years.
Never filled a position since the last guy retired. Stan Chesky was, when he retired, we never replaced him. So that's probably a first for Arizona. I'm not aware of any sheriff that didn't have a chief deputy.
Yeah, didn't have a chief deputy. Well, you've got one now. Your Investigations Bureau Chief, Chris Nanos. I take it that if Chris decides to run for sheriff, that you'd be very happy with that. If you decide not to run again.
That's exactly correct. Yeah, Chris Nanos is a really one of the finest cops I've ever worked with in my entire life.
What makes him so special?
Well, he's just got a really good brain, a really good personality. He has all the good qualities that you'd like to have in any kind of a manager or leader, and that's what the chief deputy is, of course, of law enforcement.
Here is Dan Scheer.
But that job had been vacant for more than 10 years. Why fill it now?
Right now, I think most large law enforcement agencies are in the same predicament. A number of years ago, the legislature allowed or provided for what they call a drop program in their pension system. And most of the older law enforcement officers took advantage of that because they can retire and for the they start getting their retirement and their salary for 5 years, and then they have to leave. So that's really a lucrative pension. So most of the people that were in that program are now leaders in their organizations, as I have some that are going to be leaving in 2 years. I'm going to lose three of my chiefs.
Exactly, and that brings up another issue, too. So you've lost a lot of leadership, or you're going to, and because of the drop program, you know it's coming. So what are we doing to prepare?
Well, we're promoting people and training people and bringing good people up through the ranks to replace them. But once we replace a chief, then we have to replace a captain and a lieutenant and a sergeant and a deputy. So an organization like the City of Tucson is really going to be have some difficulties with that. And not only the police department, but the city as well, because it's going to cost the city a lot of money.
Sheriff Dupnik is with us, 790-2040. Sheriff is always willing and able to take a question or comment. He would be happy to entertain such. We had former Graham County Sheriff Richard Mack testifying up in Phoenix before a Senate panel yesterday. It's over a bill that would, in effect, make it a crime, Sheriff Dupnik, for federal agents to operate in Arizona without first getting written approval from the sheriff in the particular county where the agents were operating. Your reaction?
Well, let me say, a number of years ago, along with our state senator and former congresswoman, Gabby Giffords. We passed, I didn't pass, but we really worked hard, lobbied hard to get a bill passed which would allow the sheriffs in their respective counties to cross-certify federal law enforcement officers. We have enough work to go around for everybody, and these people are highly trained and in many cases a lot more experienced in their background and so forth. And we participate in all the federal task forces. This is just insane. It's, in my judgment, it's just totally irresponsible. And if the legislature considers it seriously, I would think they're irresponsible.
Well, what's the basis for this? You think it's really stupid. I mean, what is the basis for
this? Well, there's a claim that the historically sheriffs are el numero uno.
Well, anyway, here's Dan again.
County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry said your department was $4.5 million over budget last fiscal year and headed that way again this year. Are those numbers accurate, and what are you guys doing about it?
No, they are very accurate. As a matter of fact, we've been over budget for I don't know how many years, but quite a few years, and the reason is because they don't put enough money in our budget. This year, I think that the county manager and his staff are taking a very close look at what our real needs are, rather than saying, well, this is what we gave you last year, you know, that's all you're going to get. And that's kind of been the case. But this year, they're taking a very close look at what our expenditures really are. You know, if we have X number of prisoners, we have to have X number of medical, X number of food, X number of corrections officers, and so forth. And if they don't put that in your budget, then what? You don't have any other choice but to overspend.
And so they've been lowballing you, it sounds like.
For a number of years.
Well, and a wild card in all this is your overtime, because you never, I mean, obviously, if you're in pursuit of somebody, you're not going to stop just because your shift is over.
That's correct. And in the corrections part, we have to call people in if somebody's off.
Right. So you have certain levels of
staffing
that you have to maintain. Okay. All of that aside, though, are there areas where you are looking to cut? Are there areas that you've identified that, yeah, maybe we can give back a little
bit? We're always looking, but the fact of the matter is we have a skeleton.
And your budget is $135 million, am I right there?
It was 118 last year.
Okay, then, and roughly 1,500 employees.
That's correct.
Okay, so you think you don't have enough, though?
That's a fact. As a matter of fact, we are severely understaffed. If you compare us to national standards, the national standard is two officers per 100,000 population. But 1,000 population, I'm sorry. And we're at 1.35.
Okay.
So we need several hundred more deputies just to come up to the national average. I think our organization does an incredible job with the staffing that we have.
So then what we're heading for potentially is an increase in the property tax. Is that accurate?
Well, if I had a crystal ball here, I would say you're probably right.
Okay.
All right, 12:13 on the Buckmaster Show. Staffing-wise, are there some areas? I know in Dan's area, you've got a substation down there in Green Valley. Has it appeared to be adequate to you, Dan, the Sheriff's Department?
I tell you what, they're very, very responsive down there. We've got a great commander down there, Lieutenant Jeff Palmer. Before him was Captain Deanna Johnson. Some of their great work is being done in what's called the Scam Squad through the Sheriff's Auxiliary Volunteers, because a lot of our older people are targeted by scams. And this was set up by a SAV volunteer named Lou Sampson, whom we have interviewed on the show. She's awesome, and they have really helped out a lot of people down there through that.
That's a fact. But to show you some of the problems that we're confronted with because of lack of staffing, we had to abandon something that broke my heart because I started it, and that was a school program. We had school resource officers. At one point, we had the DARE program.
I remember that.
But our highest priority is responding to calls.
And you had to dump that program.
And we had to dump those programs.
A couple of years ago, right? Yeah.
Several years ago, yes.
Yeah. But that was a program that you felt so strongly about with working with young people and getting them off to the right start.
Absolutely. But when people call, I think they have a right to expect a speedy response, and that's what our priority is.
And the response times, how right. are they here in Pima County?
Compared to other agencies, we are the third fastest in the state.
Because when someone calls, you want someone to be there as
quickly
as possible.
And they have a right to expect that.
All right. Sheriff Clarence Dubnyk is with us. It's about 12:15 on our Friday Focus interview with the sheriff on this Valentine's Day and Statehood Day in Arizona. We'll be back. Dan Scheer will stick around, and so will the sheriff. But first, let's listen to the fine Buckmaster Show sponsors.
Do you want to learn how to live healthier for your stage of life?
Then make plans to attend the Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo on March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Discover new ways to enrich your daily life, stay healthier, and be informed and engaged for the different life stages from midlife and beyond.
The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo features 150 local exhibitors, a wide range of fun activities, food, demonstrations, seminars, prizes, and live musical entertainment.
The Ages and Stages Expo is free for adults of all ages, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Event proceeds benefit Pima Council on Aging. For more info, visit pcoa.org. Presented in part by Arizona Daily Star, Assurance Healthcare, TEP, and this station.
If aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. So attend the PCOA Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo, March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Sheriff Clarence Dubnik is with me in studios for our Friday Focus interview. Dan Scheer is here from the Green Valley News. And Dan, you're up to the plate.
Sheriff, do you plan to run again?
I've been running, and sometimes I walk, and... But my mother told me, never try to cross the bridge until you get to it. But I'm getting very close to it, and okay. I've been here for a long time. I have a lot of gratitude to the people who have been electing me for a long time. I really love this job, but there comes a time when it's time to look for a rocking chair or to green pasture.
Is this an announcement?
No.
Okay, but you're getting there. To the point where you can make an announcement.
I'm thinking about it seriously.
Okay, very good.
Crime is down all over the country. Is that echoed here in Pima County?
It is. A few years ago, because of the issues on the border, they pointed out that all the border communities, the crime was down. And people thought, how can that possibly be? And the reason is because crime is down all over the country. There's a couple of pockets of exception, but by and large, crime is down all over the country, and it's because, as you were going to ask me, that the population in the high crime group of people, 15 to 25, is dropping.
We have a call on the Buckmaster Show on the live line, and let's go now to, I believe the name is Levy. Anyway, who do we have with us?
Levi.
L-E-V-I. I am sorry, Levi. Go ahead. You were Sheriff Dubnik.
I'll make it curt and quick. Conservative, libertarian, orthodox observations. Mm-hmm. Why does it take 4 Tucson police officers, 4 Pima deputies, to run me with my weapons licenses, military training, when in Phoenix Metro, and now County Metro, various sundry others, one officer, sometimes two, one DPS officer out in the middle of nowhere will run me, and I'm gone in 10 minutes. I'll lose 30, 40 minutes. Why do we accept citizens' abuse like this?
Well, first of all, in my opinion, the time utilized to run the checks is, first of all, very appropriate and necessary. But second of all, I don't agree with your analysis that it takes too much time. My experience tells me that it does not.
Here's Dan Scheer.
Senator Gail Griffin's effort to move the Santa Cruz County line ended yesterday. We talked to her, and she said she's going to hold off till at least next year, but this obviously would have impacted your department. What do you think of that plan to move the Santa Cruz County line which would have put Green Valley and Sarita in that county? And had you been hearing anything this past week as people were debating it?
Well, let me say this. It's my understanding that the law precludes that from happening. It happened a number of years ago when Yuma County got split in two into
La Paz.
Yeah. And they passed a law because there were so many issues and so many problems that developed as a result of that, that this legislature passed a law says no more of this. So I'm not aware that it's even possible to consider it without changing the law. And I think it's a stupid idea anyway.
Okay. Yeah, and I think she was just going to move the line, not a new county, which also had been considered down there. My guess is that this is not dead. But I will tell you the two big issues, and I did not talk to one person who was in favor of doing this other than the people who are intently involved in the effort. But the two issues were libraries and public safety. And so I think that tells you that they like what they've got.
I agree.
Other challenges, you've been in there since 1980, a lot of changes that you've seen. What are some of the big ones since 1980?
Well, when I came to work there in 1977 for Sheriff Boykin, who left after 3 years and I got appointed, It was a department that basically wasn't structured. If you wanted to know how personnel issues were handled, you go ask the person that's in charge of that. Okay. There, you know, there weren't any written rules, so to speak.
Free form,
if you wanted to know about finance, the jail was a horrible mess. Okay. We've had the since went to the voters back in 1978, and got a new jail, which was completed in 1983. But we have installed so many really first-class programs, like your volunteers down in Green Valley, volunteers we have in Tucson and Ajo, and it just goes on and on. In my judgment, we have a first-rate department, not necessarily because of Clarence Dupnik, but we've been hiring quality people for the last 35 years, and now the department is replete from top to bottom with really good people.
What about actually how you fight crime? Is there more technology involved?
Oh, yes. No doubt about it. When I worked at the city back in 1958 is when I started, probably before you were born, Dan.
It was.
A few years ago.
We used to have a radio that had only two frequencies. The people down there were no walkie-talkies that we used to call them in those days. They had telephone key boxes for people on walking beats. They had a key so they could go to a phone and call the office directly. In forensics now, we're 1,000 years ahead of where we used to be.
Sure, so nailing more people.
And it's going to continue to change, and I think our department has changed along with it. We have people in the field now, everywhere, who have iPhones, so to speak. And we have a system inside of our department. They can get a mugshot immediately out in the field. And that used to take us sometimes days.
Exactly.
Sheriff, in our area of the Central Foothills, a lot of people worry about daylight crime, break-ins. We reinstated a neighborhood watch program up in Fletcher, Caeta, in my area of the Central Foothills. Do those work, the neighborhood watch programs?
They work very, very well. But unfortunately, you're talking about the foothills, mm-hmm. There's a lot. It's kind of like a rural area, depending on what part of the foothills you're talking about. And it's difficult for neighbors to spy on neighbors. But you talk about daytime burglaries primarily. When I was a young beat officer many years ago, we never had any daytime burglaries because there was somebody at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good point. So,
a couple of things that can deter the burglar. Can you give us a couple of easy things to do?
Well, you can call our department, and the volunteers have a program where they'll go out and make suggestions on how you can harden the target and make it more difficult for criminals.
All right, Dan, probably work in another quick question.
Way down south now, Aravaca, not a lot of people live out there. Not a lot of people know that's even in Pima County. When you get called out there, it's a good, you know, half hour, 40-minute drive it can be. How do you handle covering areas like that that do get a good amount of calls, but sometimes you don't want to send a deputy alone down there?
Well, that's a fact. Aravaca is a very troublesome spot. There are a lot of people who live in the Aravaca area who are criminals, so to speak. A lot of drug activity, a lot of smuggling activity, and it presents a real problem to us. So when we have a call that comes in, which may create some speculation that there could be a problem, we send more than one deputy. And that even takes longer. So people who live in rural areas, including Aravaca, don't get the kind of response that where people live in metropolitan areas.
But go ahead, Dan.
Well, and in Aravaca, and as you well know, there are a lot of terrific people down there, too. Any chance ever of getting even a very small substation down there?
Probably not. To run a substation, you have to staff it. And you have to build it, and you have to maintain it, and they get very expensive. And for a very small area, that's very difficult.
Right. Not a high population out there, but a troublesome one.
Exactly.
All right, Sheriff Dupnik, and the jail population, I think we talked recently. It had been down considerably. It's kind of back up again, huh?
It is.
And is that you're still not anywhere near capacity?
Well, it depends on how you define capacity.
What can you handle there?
Well, we would have to, if we get to 2,400, we're probably going to have to start considering some dormitory type housing and so on and so forth, because we put two people in one cell, and we're still able to deal with that. But if we have a couple of hundred more people, we're going to have to start triple bunking, or which is not desirable, or some other form of housing those prisoners. And in any event, it's going to be a lot more expensive, and we're going to have to consider building if it continues to skyrocket. But for the last 5 years, our population has been pretty stable.
Sheriff Clarence Stupnik, thank you very much for spending part of your noon hour with us. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show. Dan Scheer and Sarah Garrett Gasson of The Star.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
Don Pooley.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Bill Harlow.
Great to see you.
Doug Martin.
I thought I just saw you
at... Diana Cannon.
Thanks for coming.
David Sleuth.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Fina.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion is presented by Moncada Construction. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Chris Moncada and his team specialize in interior painting, drywall repair, carpentry, and insurance restoration. Call 520-390-2247. Probably the easiest way is to look them up on the web, Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, construction.com. I think you'll be very impressed with these people. It's a family-owned and operated company, and I give them my highest recommendation. And yes, they welcome credit cards. And now we welcome, on our Friday Reporters Roundtable, Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. Sarah, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well. And Dan Scheer is here, editor of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun. And Dan, we had already welcomed you at the beginning of the show with Sheriff Dupnik, and you mentioned during the interview with Sheriff Dupnik that State Senator Gail Griffith of Hereford,
yeah,
Cochise County, has decided to...
She's going to hold that bill. She was the one who introduced the bill that would have moved the county line to just north of Sahuarita, would have put Sahuarita, Green Valley, and the mines into Santa Cruz County. And so she introduced this last week and was immediately the target of a barrage of hate mail. And I know this because I was getting copied on a lot of it. And she says she's hearing from people on both sides. You know, I doubt it. I doubt it because I have yet to, other than the organizers behind this, I've yet to run into one person who likes the idea. And I'll tell you that, that's on both sides of the county line. And as you know, our company owns the Nogales International also. And I was down in Nogales Wednesday, and they aren't finding anybody down there who supports it either. So I think she has decided that this is just not a good thing at this time. She tells us she's just got too many bills that she has to deal with before the deadline, and this is not a priority. But I will tell you that the organizers who I met with in my office this week are certainly not going to give up, and they're going to use this.
And they are who?
Well, this would be Emick McLaughlin, who is from Patagonia, former Tucson city council member and state legislator, and then Don and Patty Woolley are also involved.
And we have scheduled Don to come on the program because this is not going to go away.
No.
Don's going to be on the week after Mr. Woolley.
Exactly. And they're going to use this time to lay some groundwork to basically explain to people why this would be a good idea.
It seems crazy to so many people, Sarah.
It really does. It doesn't. And I should say, I live in Sahuarita. Okay. It doesn't. It just doesn't make any sense. There's no real rationale for it other than some, you know, Pima County and its Democratic majority and Chuck Huckleberry aren't always a favorite of some people. So I think it's, as we were talking before the break, or during the break, I should say, that's probably a lot of it rather than an actual, you know, nuts and bolts sort of argument.
There definitely is just a lot of disgust on the part of some people with Pima County, and I guess they believe that it is going to be better elsewhere. As I told Mr. McLaughlin when he was in my office the other day, every single elected position in Santa Cruz County is held by a Democrat. Why don't you go down there and try to fix things before coming up here? And part of Gail Griffin's problem in the eyes of some people is that she didn't even call the counties to say, hey, you know what, I'm considering introducing this bill. What do you think? I think she would have gotten an earful and would have backed off. So I'm really puzzled as to why she, who, by the way, does not represent this area, would have gone forward with something like this.
Well, and there were some people, Sarah, that thought Rosemont was pushing this.
Yes. That is kind of the undercurrent here, because the assumption would be they would have a much better reception in Santa Cruz County than they have not received from Pima County Board of Supervisors. But with the makeup of the board in Santa Cruz County, I don't know that that's a safe assumption. It just doesn't make any sense.
That's exactly right. And so I don't buy into the whole idea that Rosemont was behind it. Maybe they would have preferred Santa Cruz County, but they would have preferred them more years ago. So this is really just not a – I just think it's a red herring, frankly.
And plus, it's not like the any county board of supervisors can put a halt to the mine.
Right.
They're not the ones who make the final decision. Exactly. So that's peripheral
at
best.
Yeah, I mean, it's
correct.
Be the federal authorities will make the final decision.
Right.
Correct.
And the Rosemont was in the news this week. Augusta Resource Corporation, which is the Canadian, Vancouver, British Columbia owner of the proposed Rosemont mine, is now facing a takeover bid from a larger Canadian company out of Toronto called Hud Bay, Hud Bay Minerals. I assume that refers to Hudson Bay in Canada. But anyway, Hud Bay looks like they want a hostile takeover. But if it's not Hud Bay, some are saying it'd be somebody else, Dan.
Yeah, definitely. So Hud Bay, who's been involved with Rosemont for years because they already own quite a bit of stock. So this really wasn't a surprise to me. I think it was a surprise to Rosemont. I don't know that they were courting this. They say that they certainly weren't asking for it, but they did announce this week that they've hired some financial advisors to help them look at the offer and decide where to go. And I don't know when they're going to render a decision on that, but I will say that if it's not Hud Bay, it probably will be somebody else. We've been saying right here on your show for 3 years that I think it's very unlikely that Rosemont was ever going to dig this mine. They were going to prepare it, get through all the certifications, take the heat from the community, and then take the money and leave. And so we have some questions down in Sarita about certain promises that have been made by Rosemont. Will those be kept if Rosemont is no longer in the picture?
See, and that's what many people, Sarah, are wondering, the change of ownership. And we, I don't know if, I think, Dan, you were with me. We had Kathy Arnold on the program a couple of weeks ago. You're both here. Yeah,
yes.
I thought so.
Deja
You're
vu.
Both here. And that was not that long ago. It was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. We asked about what if there's a different owner.
Right.
And that now looks like it could likely be the case.
Yeah, and as I recall, she said, oh, no, we have no, you know, we've never thought of that. We haven't talked about it, which seems a little.
Yeah, she said, well, we have every intention of mining
right.
it. And well, of course you do at this particular moment. But then I believe I came back and said, yeah, but what we're not hearing is definitively is that has always been the plan and we are going to do it.
Right.
And you know what? It could be at that time when we interviewed her, she knew.
And yeah, we have no way
no,
of
we
knowing.
We have no idea if she knew or not, but the mine opponents say it really doesn't matter at this point. Of course, they'll go forward.
Well, and your point that Rosemont has made an awful lot of promises and put some with regards to the water, the cap pipeline, to all sorts of kind of mitigation efforts that could be in serious jeopardy if they are not nailed down, which has been something that the opponents have said for a very long time, that we have a lot of nice words, but not a lot of, you know, hard and fast promises in a contractual sense. That I think is the big worry, that all this has gone through with the Rosemont people, and then do you have to fight for those accommodations again?
Yeah, and that's a very big, big question down in our area because it does deal with water and millions of dollars.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction John Hoopenthal, Sarah, is really, really in hot water with advocates of public education in this state. It's all about a call that he made, one of those robocalls.
Yes.
Yeah, that was made this week to parents in poor Tucson and Phoenix neighborhoods, basically talking about taking advantage of a voucher system that could give kids $6,000 a year in tax money to attend private schools. And the folks who love public schools, and there are a lot of them,
yes,
are very upset about this, that he would be advocating on behalf seemingly of private schools.
Right. The thing that struck me is what he told KPNX TV reporter Bram Resnick up in the Phoenix area, which is that I'm the superintendent of public instruction, not the superintendent of public schools. Well, what the heck does that mean? Depends on what the meeting of is. It's sort of, so he's backpedaling from that, you know, of course he loves public schools. He doesn't mean to denigrate them. Grew up on Tucson's south side, mm-hmm. but attended private schools. And according to
Tim Steller, my colleague, kind of articulates that he grew up in the district, attended St. John the Evangelist and Sal Point Catholic Schools, now lives in Phoenix. His own kids go to one of the private schools up in Phoenix.
And there's nothing wrong with private schools. I mean, every child deserves the best education possible and that fits with them. But I think it really crosses a line when you're the superintendent of public instruction, which oversees public schools, charter and traditional district schools, and then to go say, hey, send your kids to private schools, because it does take money out of the public schools. That's the problem.
Yeah, it says that's the call, said Dan Scheer. I mean, the wording, it just seems like kind of a sales job. That's right. You may be able to send your child to private school for free.
But remember, some of this is directed at kids who are at very, very low-rated schools. And mm-hmm. so I'm all for giving them the best education they can. I believe there are 15,000 to 20,000 kids in Arizona who are homeschooled right now. We used to be among them. We homeschooled our kids through eighth grade. And we never once even thought twice about paying our taxes because a strong public education system benefits everybody, whether you have kids there or not. So that's not an issue. But here, you know, if you're sending your kids to a substandard school, you want an option. And so I understand it. And I perfectly understand his quote. He believes his job is to get kids the best education, regardless of where it is. Does it hurt the public schools when you pull money out? Of course it does. And we've been dealing with this in this state with charters and private schools for quite a while.
Yeah, and Andrew Morrill, the president of the Arizona Education Association, who we have booked Rose for, I believe will be with us on Tuesday, he says the whole thing is appalling, that Hoopenthal, whose formal title is Superintendent of Public Instruction, would advocate parents removing their children from public schools.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, and I think Dan's right that your taxes go to support public education. A strong education system advantages and benefits everyone. But I also think in the bigger picture, we need to pay attention that this is sort of part of a more systematic attack on the public education system in Arizona and elsewhere, where if you defund, you take things out of the system and then say, oh, wow, gee, the system's really crummy. That's sort of disingenuous to say that the answer is private schools, which aren't, I mean, John Hoopenthal has no say over what any private school does. They don't have to take the standardized testing. They don't have to they don't have to take every child. They can say yes or no. Whereas a public school, one of the reasons that there's a difference in performance is they take everyone who comes through the door. So I do think it is disingenuous at best to say, oh, I'm all for education. Send your kid to something that I have nothing to do with.
another bighorn, I think, are we up to 9 or 10? I think 9 or 10. Yeah, how's that for a segue? Rose is telling me that it's now 10, Bighorn, 10 out of 31, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm not good at math, but that's about
anyway,
a third.
It's about a third. But the good news, there have been a couple of babies that
have been
spotted.
Good news if you're a mountain lion.
Oh,
because
didn't you say a few weeks ago here on the show that the buffet...
It's like the hometown buffet up
yes,
there, yes.
Yes, that the buffet was open. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have actually... this is going to sound corny, but I went to the Heifer International Ranch with my mom to go to a lambing thing where you help lambs be born. So I'm actually very well acquainted with lambs.
With baby lambs.
Yeah, and they like to jump and hop and play and not really have, they have no defenses. So my prediction is sadly that they will be picked off in lamb chops in a matter of
circle of life.
Days.
But the bigger picture, this is just, I don't really understand. Do you understand this fish and wildlife
why it was done?
Yeah,
no. And I said that a couple of weeks ago when we talked, and I still don't quite get it. But like Sarah has said, the mountain lions are loving it, so it's a good thing for them.
There was some news out of Phoenix that was pretty good. The state sales tax revenues are looking better, so the budget picture may be good, but we'll still be facing a deficit, I think, in a couple of years, Sarah.
Yes, the projection is always important to look at what we can expect, so we don't spend all the extra revenues that come in just willy-nilly and build up a rainy day fund. But we also need to reinvest in what was cut over the past several hard years.
Sarah and Dan, hope you both have a great Valentine's Day.
Thank
and
you.
Spend some quality time with someone that you love tonight. And have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell is next.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Check out the fantastic savings during the February Valentine's Day sale at the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at ruggalleryaz.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Oh, we are twisting and shouting out by the pool this weekend as we push toward 90 degrees weekend watch with Matt Russell, brought to you by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. And it's just three and a half hours east of Tucson, and this might be a good weekend to get away where it's actually cooler than Tucson. Usually it's about 15 degrees cooler up there in Silver City, historic Silver City. Great places to stay, including Little Toad Creek Inn. Check it all out, places to stay and things to do on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now the host of the Weekend Watch segment here on the Buckmaster Show, Inside Tucson business, food and beverage columnist, award-winning publicist, all-around nice guy who's ready for Valentine's Day, Matt Russell. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. You know, I just dug out the Cupid costume from the closet, and I have to say the red diaper doesn't fit as well as it did last year, so maybe after Valentine's Day I'll have to cut a few pounds.
And that sleeveless T-shirt, I know you usually break it out whenever it hits close to 90 degrees. Well, I think it's time for that.
Right.
What do you have for us, some picks for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, well, you know, given the fact that restaurant tables tonight are going to be pretty hard to come by this late in the game, our friends over at Sauce Pizza and Wine have come up with a great way to celebrate at home with something called a homemade pizza kit. Now, for only $10, this package includes everything that you'll need to assemble and bake a delicious sauce pizza together right in your own kitchen, including two delicious cookies for a really sweet ending. So call any of the three sauce restaurants in Tucson today to order your kit and simply pick it up on the way home, and I'll know that you'll be a hit with your honey tonight with this great sauce pizza right at home.
Oh, yeah, and put the flowers there in the centerpiece, and then, of course, have chocolates for dessert. You're all set for Valentine's Day evening. This is a place I know you like, the new location for Alfonso Gourmet Olive and Oil.
Yeah, absolutely. Fans of a fresh premium olive oil and special balsamic vinegar, they're celebrating the opening of Alfonso's second location, which is over on Oracle and McGee. Now, Tom and Nancy Alfonso, they're going to be hosting complimentary tastings all weekend, from single varietal olive oils to specially infused oils with herbs and fruits and spices, along with some really delicious and velvety balsamics from Italy. I think there's definitely a gourmet olive oil and balsamic for every occasion, so check out Alfonso's this weekend at Oracle and McGee, or stop by their original location at River and Camp.
Yeah, the variety up there is just astounding. There are olive oils from all over the world, and including from right here in Arizona, some really great stuff up there. With the warm weather, the unseasonably record-breaking weekend this weekend, might be time for a nice, cool, cold one.
Absolutely. This year's Arizona Beer Week kicks off tomorrow with events scheduled all across southern Arizona for fans of craft beer. Now, one in particular that got my attention, Bill, is at Boca over at 828 East Speedway. They're going to be hosting something called Crafty Hour all week long, featuring dollar off all local Arizona beers paired with some delicious tacos from 3 to 6 p.m. There's a full schedule of events at arizonabeerweek.com. Just click on Tucson and prepare your palate for some serious suds.
Matt, what do you have lined up for us in today's Inside Tucson Business, the column?
Yeah, this is a fun one, Bill. I take a look at something called a shrub that's regaining popularity on today's cocktail scene. This is something that got their start early in colonial American time and has recently just started to make a comeback. So pick up a copy of Inside Tucson Business to see what local bars are getting into the shrubbing business, Bill.
Okay, and we're not talking about greenery here. We're talking about stuff at the bar, the shrubs.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Matt, have yourself, you and yours, all your loved ones, have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
To you and Ann as well, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by our friends over at Culligan. It is better water, pure and simple. It really is that simple. I think the Culligan water just simply tastes better. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs, thanks Culligan for supplying all of our in-studio guests with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Coming up tomorrow here on KVOI, a big shout out to Phil Cedar, our expert gardener who does the gardening show that comes on at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning on KVOI and really kicks off expert talk that lasts throughout the weekend. Then Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8 on Monday morning, and then the new Daily Double Show with Christy Simone. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, my Valentine producer today, Rosemary Brandt, I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend. We'll be back with you 12:04 on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.